everybody, and welcome to this week's edition of the Pitching In NPL show. Loads of interviews coming up on this week's show. We're at the third qualifying round of the FA Cup on Saturday, and therefore, there's only one man we can get on for fixture preview this week. Simo is back. Andrew Simpson will be joining us later, and we'll also be joined by the managers at Pontefract Coles, Marsh United, Cleethorpes Town, Runcorn Linnets, Marine, City of Liverpool, and they're just the managers that, at time of recording, I've managed to secure for this week's show. But joining me for a results roundup before we start talking about the FA Cup, there's only one man we can rely on to help me with a results roundup from last week in the Pitching In NPL Premier Division, Mr. James Hayes. Hello, James. How are they?
Evening, Ben. How are you doing?
All right. Well, good. Where should we start? Should we start with the top? And let's start off by talking about South Shields. It's been another good week for South Shields. Could have been a tricky week, but they've navigated it. A 3-2 win over Warrington Town on Saturday. They followed that up with another home win, this time against Lancaster City on Tuesday night by 2-1. A good week for the league leaders, James.
Could have been a huge, not banana skin, but South Shields out in front and they're scoring there at the same time at the moment.
So South Shields, 2 points clear, up at the top. Matlock Town are the team currently sitting in second position. A 4-2 away win on Saturday afternoon at Bamber Bridge. Fantastic result that for Paul Phillips' side. They followed that up on Tuesday night with a 1-0 win at Radcliffe. So at the moment, James, Matlock have got a really good home form. It's being mirrored there with the away form now.
It is indeed. I mean, we were saying we were starting to get to that point where we're going to start seeing gaps in the table. And both South Shields and Matlock have made the biggest advantage of that over the midweek period.
But the gap now between Matlock Town in second and Whitby Town in third is 5 points. And the reason for that is Whitby Town, great result on Saturday at the Turnbull Ground, a 1-0 win over Hyde United. But Stalybridge Celtic beat Whitby Town at the Turnbull Ground on Tuesday night by 1-0. We'll cover off Stalybridge in a second, James, but just a thought there on Whitby. They've obviously got a very big game on Saturday. I mean, casual observers looking in would suggest maybe they've got one eye on that. But that detracts from what Stalybridge have achieved this week. I mean, a great victory over FC United on Saturday. And then that win there over Whitby. It's been a good week for Simon Howarth.
Yeah, against Stalybridge, to turn that corner from a couple of weeks ago, saying they needed to try and find that little bit of form. 5-2 win was a great one for Stalybridge against FC United. If they get up on a little bit of a run now, they could easily make an early playoff push.
Well, Stalybridge Celtic, 5 points from the playoffs. So it's been a good week. I think they play Stafford Rangers on Saturday as well. Stafford Rangers currently sitting in ninth, 1 point above Stalybridge Celtic. We'll cover off Stafford in a second. But let's go back to the player positions as they are at the moment. Buxton currently sitting fourth. Two draws for Buxton this past week. A 0-0 draw at Northolme against Gainsborough Trinity on Tuesday night. On Saturday, it was a 2-2 draw against Morpeth Town. So, an okay-ish week.
I mean, the main thing for Buxton now, that's 4 straight draws straight away. I think they're going to be actually quite disappointed with last week, especially with the fact that that's Morpeth's first point of the season away from home as well.
Buxton are joined on 20 points by Bamber Bridge, who currently sit fifth and in that final playoff spot. We should say, all these sentences now about league positioning, they matter because we're now at everyone's played 10 games apart from Atherton Coles. So we're off and running with the league proper now. Bamber Bridge in fifth position. They were defeated, though, on Saturday, as we discussed earlier, by Matlock Town, but a 1-0 away win at Micklover on Tuesday night. That's more like it from Jamie Milligan's side.
Yeah, I mean, yes, returning back to form, especially after 2 straight defeats there.
Let's talk about Baysford. Baysford, 1 point outside the playoffs, sitting in sixth. Their great run continues now. A 1-0 win at the Weaver Stadium on Saturday, away at Nantwich Town. On Tuesday night, Baysford United, 3-2 win at Warrington Town. That result there at Cantilever Park, Warrington 2-0 up. And then it's like bish, bash, bosh in the last 19 minutes of that game for Baysford to take all 3 points. There's a bit of character there being built at Baysford United after a sluggish start. They're motoring now.
Yeah, done beating them 8-8 now as a result, especially after the rough start that they have themselves too. Puts up 6 points against two rival sides ready for the next phase of the season, especially when the FA Trophy kicks in and looking out the window as we do now, the weather. a great week for Space Odair, especially with who we picked the wins up against.
Yeah, we should say we're recording this show on Thursday this week. The manager's interviews, the majority of them are on Friday. So do check Twitter before setting off to your game on Saturday afternoon, because James is right. As I look outside my window, I mean, it's nighttime, so I don't actually know what the weather's like outside. But yeah, it's on Saturday during the day. Look outside is what we're saying on this week's MPL show. Right, Warrington currently sitting 7, 3 points outside the playoffs. Lancaster City, we mentioned them earlier in that defeat on Tuesday night, but it's against South Shields, so there you go. 4 points outside the playoffs. They did win, though, on Saturday afternoon, 3-2 against Ashton United. So that's a good result, that, for Lancaster City. Steadies the ship a bit.
Yeah, again, last week, I think they're right down near the bottom of the form table. It's, yeah, 20th in the form table at this moment. Every team's going to go through this. It's just how quickly can recover with it.
Stafford Rangers are in ninth, 4 points outside the playoffs. Two draws for them this past week. A 1-1 draw with Atherton Coles and a 1-1 draw with Witton Albion. So the form continues. There's no defeats from this past week for Stafford Rangers. Let's talk about FC United. They were beaten, obviously, as we touched upon earlier, by Stalybridge Celtic, 5-2 last weekend. Good goal for Bradley Holmes, but a pretty comprehensive defeat for FC United at Bower Folds. Stalybridge were really, really impressive on Saturday. But what do you make of FC, James? They won 6-0 on Tuesday night, and they were well worth it against Scarborough Athletic.
I think FC United have had this coming for a while, where they just really needed to go against someone and just score. But FC have scored in every game so far, so that's not the issue. It's more a case of get the results in those moments. And they've got the capability there. They just need the form.
And I think I've covered off all the results there, James, inadvertently. I've kind of stumbled into that. I think we've covered everything off, haven't we? Witton Albion beat Micklover by 1-0 on Saturday. I feel like that was that's worth mentioning. Witton Albion moving up to 19th now in the league table with that second win of the season for Witton. We've got Andrew Simpson joining us in a second. Scarborough, incidentally, did win this past week. Before that defeat to FC United at Broadhurst Park, they did beat Grantham Town by 2-1. So Scarborough sitting in 12th, same number of points as FC United. That's 6 points outside the playoffs as we head to a busy weekend in the league and the FA Cup. We're covering off both sets of fixtures in the FA Cup for qualifying round and the league in a second with Andrew Simpson. But James, just while I've got you here, let's talk about the FA Trophy. First qualifying round took place last week, and some MPL sides progressed to the second qualifying round. City-Liverpool against Stockton Town. Congratulations to City-Liverpool. Did finish 0-0. Commiserations to Stockton Town. City-Liverpool winning 4-3 on penalties, so they progress. Dunstan were 3-2 winners over Worksop. Newcastle Town also made it through. Kempston Rovers 2, Newcastle Town 2. And Newcastle Town winning 3-4. On penalties. So congratulations to Newcastle Town. Jack van der Laan scoring there. Got to be related to the manager, surely.
Yep, indeed so.
Yeah. Pontefract Coles against Yorkshire Amateurs. Yorkshire Amateurs go through 4-2 on penalties after a 1-1 draw in that game there. Sporting Calza 6, Dereham Town 5. Sporting Calza there. That's Kevin Keegan-esque, isn't it, that match? Stamford 0, Daventry Town 1. Congratulations to Daventry. Commiserations to Stamford. And Widnes also make it through, a 2-0 win over Brighouse Town. Commiserations to Brighouse, but congratulations to the Cheshire side of Widnes. Well, next week, ahead of the second qualifying round of the FA Trophy, on the Step 4 show, which returns for the month of September, we'll interview a fair few managers that we've not caught up with yet about the FA Trophy. So look out for that one next week in the second qualifying round. But James Hayes, just before we go, big weekend to come for the MPL with regards to the FA Cup, third qualifying round on Saturday. Where's the best place to keep abreast of everything that's going on?
So, obviously, FA Cup-wise, it's going to be Twitter and football web pages on Saturday for the live updates. TikTok for goals, Instagram for goals and updates, the league website. And also, if you are a fan of Lancaster, Ashton United, Scarborough, Grantham, Worksop, Pickering, Corn, Leek and Pontefract, and two clubs to be decided, we're pitching in at the moment as well. Keep your eye out on the social medias on Sunday, because there might be something of interest for you there.
Intriguing stuff there from James Hayes. Find out on Sunday. James Hayes, a big thank you for joining us. Have a lovely weekend and catch up next week.
Thank you very much.
Well, a big thank you to James Hayes for joining us this week. But it's now time to draw a line under the past and look to the future. And joining me here with some binoculars, looking at the future, going, that's interesting. It's Mr. Interesting himself, non-league reporter from Cheshire. It's Simo. Andrew Simpson joins us. Hello, Simo. How are you?
Hello, I'm very well in FA Cup corner, as I think we're probably going to call it now.
Yeah, we're not heading to that corner just yet, because what we're going to do, we are going to be featuring a lot of chatter about the FA Cup. And joining us shortly will be the managers at Runcorn Linnets, Pontefract Colls, Marsh United, Cleethorpes, City of Liverpool and Marine. Bit of a Merseyside flavour to that, with a hint of Yorkshire in there as well, which is all good stuff. But before we get to the FA Cup, Simo, let's talk about the league. There are 7 matches this weekend. We should say, looking outside my window, admittedly, it's a Manchester window, so it's used to the rain, but it is raining a lot at the moment. So do check Twitter, the league website, the league Twitter, your club's website before setting off on Saturday. But there's some intriguing games if the weather holds off. Let's go through it dead quickly. Ashton United against Warrington Town. Initial thoughts?
Big game for both, actually. Ashton United have not won in the Premier Division since the opening day of the season. So that's now 9 games without a league win. There's been a little bit of traffic in and out the door at Hurst Cross this week. Jack Redshaw's left to join Chester on an initial 3-month loan, and he scored on his debut for them last weekend. And Michael Clegg has moved to fill that vacancy by signing Jordan Hume on loan from AFC Fylde, the name that is definitely familiar to people who follow the Northern Premier League, certainly in the medium to long term. He's had spells at Ramsbottom, Salford, Altrincham, amongst others. So they'll be desperate for him to hit the ground running against a Warrington team that's having a little bit of a tricky fortnight or so. They've lost the past 3 games in all competitions, not won any of the past 4, although there is a big caveat to that in that little run. They have played Buxton, South Shields, Basford, and then a kind of informed Marine in the FA Cup. So that's partly why they've had a tough run. But yeah, big game for both. Both need a win.
Yeah, because the playoffs are actually, Basford United have got themselves up towards the playoffs now. But everyone else, they're starting to look like 4 points, isn't it? From the rest of the league to the playoffs. Warrington have got to keep up there, haven't they? You mentioned Buxton, Warrington with a credible result against Buxton. Gainsborough had one, didn't they, midweek? Gainsborough travelling to Lancaster this weekend. Lancaster, one of those sides who are 4 points now outside the playoffs.
Yeah, definitely. Although they were a little bit unlucky to lose to a late goal at South Shields in the week. And I know that Mark Fell was really happy with how his team performed in that game. And obviously they had a really good win last weekend when they had to come from behind to beat Ashton 3-2. So things have picked up slightly for Lancaster, and they've had a little bit of a tricky run. They've lost 4 of the past 6, but 2 encouraging performances there. We're all kind of seeing as well how Lancaster perform in what we can now call the post-Sam Fishburne era, because he's been recalled by Carlisle, and they've got to find a way to replace those goals. They did, like I say, they did get 3 last weekend, so maybe they've got a formula that works. Gainsborough, great result against Buxton. They've had a couple of draws in their past couple of games. They've really, really struggled on the road, though, this season. They've lost all 5 away games in the Northern Premier League. So Lancaster are big favourites to win this one.
Right. Stats are there to be broken. That's one cliche. The other cliche, it is early days. However, this next game here has got statisticians questioning their numbers. It's so obvious what this result's going to be. I find it very difficult to argue against the stats. Matlock Town have won every single home league game this season. FC United, apart from a draw up at South Shields, have got no points away from home. So,
yeah.
Well done. I've done my job, well, Neil Reynolds, if you're listening.
absolutely. And that is it. You know, FC go there as underdogs, whether Paul Phillips likes that or not. What he will like is how they've responded to that 2-0 defeat at Stafford a couple of weeks ago. They've won the 2 games after that, which would be really encouraging for him, because that was that came a little bit unexpectedly. Broader picture, they've won 9 of the last 10. They're banging form. That's why they're second in the table. This is also the Jamie Cook derby, isn't it?
Yes. So
for those that don't know, he's actually owned by Halifax Town, but was briefly on loan at FC United, now on loan at Matlock. You just don't know what you're going to get from FC, do you? No. You know, it's the last two games have been proof of that. Conceded five at Stalybridge last week, and then put six past Scarborough, which is a brilliant response, by the way, in midweek. Makes them dangerous, perhaps, because you're not quite sure what you're going to get. But yeah, they do need to improve a little bit on the road. Why not start that on Saturday?
Nantwich Sound got a win, didn't they, against Grantham. A much-needed win. Tough game this weekend. South Shields coming to town. But South Shields, you know, they're showing signs, aren't they, that they're not totally infallible.
I think that's a fair comment. They have travelled well, to be fair. That, like Matlock have got a perfect record at home. South Shields have won all their away games. So they've done a really good job away from the North East this season. That was a huge result for Nantwich in midweek. They'd gone four games without a win and lost three of those. They're really, really struggling for goals, which is why they've brought in Dan Cockerline from AFC Liverpool. It'll be interesting to see how he settles in. Bit of movement. Dave Cook's still trying to find that kind of formula. James Laurie's been moved on, who's been a mainstay for them in the past two or three seasons, more than 100 games. And a lad, young lad they've had on loan from Stoke City, Ibrahim Assai, has returned to Stoke this week. So there's still a kind of shuffling of the pack going on at Nantwich. You probably don't want to be playing South Shields when you're still doing that, figuring out. And weirdly, Nantwich have been really weak at home this season, lost four of the five league games they've played there. So they are vulnerable, and South Shields will be favourites to pick up maximum points, I think.
Scarborough Athletic against Mickleover. This one's an intriguing one because both have kind of hit bumps in the road recently. I think we can say that.
Yeah, they'll both be a little bit short of confidence going into this one. Scarborough lost four of the past five and conceded 16 goals in that time, which is obvious where they need to improve. Having said that, they've actually this week gone out and brought in a striker because they've signed Jake Day from Guiseley. So they're hoping to kind of boost their attack, although they are having problems at the other end of the field. Mickleover is struggling a touch as well. They've not won any of the past five. They've not scored in any of the past three, although they've had two very narrow defeats against Bamberbridge and Witton Albion this week. They've not been great on the road, frankly. So that probably makes Scarborough slight favourites. But yeah, two teams very much in need of a win just to lift confidence, I think.
I think confidence is high at the next two clubs who are playing each other this weekend. Stalybridge Celtic against Stafford Rangers. This is 10th hosting 9th. Stalybridge, what a week they've had.
Fantastic. Yeah, what a win at Whitby, by the way. One of the results of the season, I would argue. And they've won three of the past four, Stalybridge, boosted by some really clever activity in the loan market. They've got three or four lads in on loan in the past fortnight. It seems to have really helped to transform their fortunes. They'll be hoping to continue that against Stafford. I saw Stafford up close in midweek. I was impressed. I can fully see why they're inside the top 10. They've only lost one of the past five league games. They've been a little bit frustrated from being held 1-1 by Everton Coles and Witten in the last two games, but I don't think that should dampen the mood too much. They are massively, massively improved on the past 2 years, and I think it'll be a really good game, that one.
And finally, for league matches this weekend, Witten Albion against Grantham Town, a match you'll be at, I'm assuming.
I will, yeah.
Witten, apart from the 9-0 against Matlock, when you look at the results, there's a pattern emerging, isn't there? And it's mid-table form, if I could put it like that.
I think it's what we've been talking about around the club last couple of weeks, that, you know, the Matlock result feels, well, you know, whilst not in any way going to play that down, feels like a bit of an outlier. Because the general trajectory in the past 14 days or so has been upwards. They'll be desperate to continue that run by collecting maximum points against Grantham. Witten got their first home win of the season last weekend against Mickleover, and then backed that up with easily their best performance of the season during a draw at Stafford in midweek. They were full value for that point, and there certainly was a little bit of a spring in their step at the end of that game. No coincidence, I know I've bored people to death on this podcast this season, that now they've got pretty much everybody back from injury, that those performances are improving. Grantham haven't, like Ashton, haven't won since the opening day of the season, so that's now 10 league games without a victory, which is slightly concerning for them. They find themselves bottom of the table. So Witten in the unusual position so far this season, probably being quite big favourites to win, and if they do, they'll look to kind of hop into that upper lower third, if that makes sense, of the table, and things will start to look very different going into October for them. So, albeit at the bottom end of the table, it's quite a big game for both those two teams this weekend.
Now, that's all the league matches on Saturday. There are, of course, some league matches, some There's matches on Tuesday. I remember when I used to watch telly on Tuesday night. Does anyone know what's on telly on Tuesday anymore? Because I don't. We've got some Tuesday night games. Bamber Bridge against South Shields, Baysford against FC, Buxton hosting Whitby, Lancaster against Stafford Rangers, Matlock against Micklover, Morpeth hosting Radcliffe, Nantwich Town against Gainsborough Trinity, Scarborough Athletic taking on Atherton Coles, Stalybridge Celtic against Grantham, and Witton Albion against Hyde United. Of course, I'll be in Nottinghamshire on Tuesday night for that one against Baysford United. But Buxton against Whitby, I've got my laptop muted at the moment, but I'm imagining it's just screaming at me. Buxton against Whitby, that is a hell of a fixture.
Yeah, great game. Yeah, great game. FA Cup replays permitting, of course, but yeah, that's definitely the one that stands out.
Sorry, did someone say FA Cup? They certainly did. Let's go to the third qualifying round on Saturday. Again, do check Twitter, check outside your window before setting off. I think autumn is officially here now, and we all know what that means. So we've got loads of interviews coming up with managers hoping for a cup upset this weekend. Runcorn Linnets, Pontefract Coles, Marsh United, Cleethorpes, City of Liverpool and Marine, all those managers joining us shortly. Let's start with Marine first, Simo. Atherton Coles against Marine. We'll get your thoughts in a second, but let's hear now from the manager at Marine. It's a welcome back to the show to Neil Young.
Well, Neil, we're back again for another FA Cup chat. Before we get to the Atherton match, big congratulations. What a sensational result against Warrington Town. How was your afternoon?
Yeah, well, obviously we went in there with a little bit of trepidation because of the amount of injuries that we had, having to play midfielders in defence. Against a very good side, but on the day, you know, we were excellent. We had a game plan. Lads carried it out better than what I thought. You know, great credit's got to go to the players.
And then after the FA Cup, you could be forgiven for taking your eye off the ball, but, you know, 4-1 against Warrington, Rylands, a win against Colne. It's good form, isn't it, heading into the third qualifying round?
It isn't. The bit I'm most made up with is we're finding a way. You know, we've got, like most clubs, you probably speak to them, we've got lots of injuries. We've had suspensions and lads are just finding a way. You know, we made the, you know, a conscious decision in the pre-season that we were going to try and get a much better squad of players this year if we could, you know, more better players. And I think that's, you know, proved successful so far because anyone who's come in to play, I don't think we played the same back four for consecutively yet. So, yeah, lads are doing really well and, you know, we're looking forward to another big game.
So, Atherton Coles away. What's your thoughts on this one? What's the challenge?
It's a tough game, obviously, league above. You know, that's the obvious. You know, we've had them watched. You know, we've got analysis on them. Good, hard work inside, you know, and they've had some fantastic results. You know, they're at home. You know, and they're looking to, you know, to make a dent as well in terms of their aspirations in the FA Cup. So, you know, we're under no illusions. We've got to go there. We've got to put a proper performance in. We're going to have to work very hard to match them. As I say, their work ethic is very, very good. And we're in for a tough time. But at this stage of the FA Cup, you know, you're going to get a difficult game.
And with regards to your team selection and all that, without doing Brad Cook's homework for him, I mean, you mentioned you're having to make do in certain positions. Is that getting easier as the season progresses? Or
it wasn't. It's going to be a little bit easier. And, well, I'm hoping it's going to be. We've got a few back tomorrow. We've got a few back for the game tomorrow. And expect that to get even better again for the FA Trophy game next week in terms of numbers, which is good. We brought Kyle Hayden for Tranmere, who's had two fantastic games against Warrington and Colne. So, yeah, you know, the injury process is improving. We got Mark Howarth back from suspension in midweek. We've got Ryan Wignall back next week. So, yeah, it is improving as long as we don't lose anyone else.
Playing away from home, being this end of the East Lancs, I could tell you, it's been chucking it down all week. So are you looking forward to that challenge as well, the conditions on Saturday?
Yeah, I think it is what it is, isn't it? You know, we're all used to it now. You know, it's an away game, but considering the Workington away and Dunstan away have been our other two away games in this competition, this is more like a home game for us. But yeah, I've only ever been to Atherton, I think, once before as Chester manager. I think we drew, actually. It's always a difficult place to go. You know, and as I say, we watched them and the results tell you, you know, they're a good, hard working side who are doing really well.
And final question, Neil. Here we are again, talking about potentially getting Marine into the fourth qualifying round, one game at a time and all that. But it's shaping up to be an okay season. Early doors, isn't it, for your side once again?
I think, as you say, early doors it is, yeah. And, you know, as I say, the big thing for me is the amount of players we've had to use to get to the results that we've got. And not all that credit, you know, goes to players. I can put them out there and give them, you know, a rough idea of what we want them to do, but they've got to go out there and do it. And lads playing out of position, lads coming in with no real pre-season, you know, lads coming out from long injuries, they've all, you know, stood up and been counted and got some fantastic results. And as you say, we've gone some real difficult places. Ryland's being one last week, you know, a tough game in midweek against Colne, but they've ground results out. We've got to go and do that again, you know, and the FA Cup, as we know, means so much to non-league football clubs. We had that last year and we want it again as much as we can.
Neil Young there, manager Marine, speaking to me on Friday. So, Simo, Atherton calls against Marine. If it was a way round, I'd say it was nailed on Marine win, but Atherton calls, they've been all right this year, haven't they?
They've been all right. I was there in the previous round when they eliminated Witten, so I've seen them up close this season. They've been kind of striving a little bit for consistency in the league. It's been a little bit up and down for them. They've only won one of the past four league games. One of their issues has been that they've been a little bit short of goals. They've only scored 9 goals in 9 league games. However, having seen them, I can vouch for the reason they're doing all right is they're nice and solid defensively. They've got one of the best defensive records in the Premier Division, and they're probably going to need to call on that this weekend, because they face a Marine team, you know, we've talked about them often on the podcast this season, that is very much in form. They're climbing back up to third now in the West Division. And you know, last time I was on, I talked about a kind of crazy, mad defeat they'd had at Clitheroe when they ended the game with 9 men. Well, that seems like a bit of an outlier now, because their kind of broader form is very good. That includes in the FA Cup. I mean, Marine got loads of attention for their run in the FA Cup last season, quite rightly, by the way, but seeing that they've beaten on the run to this round, you know, they've beaten Warrington, a really difficult away win at Dunstan, and then they knocked out Workington, albeit at the second attempt, but Workington, top of the table in the West Division. So they've beaten three really good sides just to get to this stage. So they'll fancy causing another upset, because it would be that. They are the lower-ranked team on Saturday. I think Cole's playing in the third qualifying round for the first time since 1994. So it's a good cut run for them as well.
Speaking of getting to the third qualifying round for the first time in a while, Basford United have got to this stage once before, a couple of years ago. They've never been further. Banbury United are standing their way. Banbury are doing all right, aren't they, in the Southern League?
Yeah.
Basford are doing all right in the NPL. This is tie of the round, isn't it, involving Step Three sides?
Could be. Two of the most informed teams, definitely, without any question. Basford have won 5 straight in the league. They've won 7 straight in all competitions, if you include their FA Cup wins. They're also unbeaten at home, so that probably gives them just the slight edge against opponents that have not lost at all this season. So 10 matches between various competitions and they remain unbeaten. You people listening might remember that Banbury eliminated Nantwich at the previous stage. Admittedly, Nantwich is struggling this season, but still a really good win for the Southern League Premier Central side, who did reach the first round last season, so they're gunning to repeat that. Basically, have had 2 really good wins to get to this stage, actually beating Stourbridge and Micklover as well. So this is queued up beautifully to be, yeah, I agree with that. Certainly one of the ties involving Northern Premier League teams, without question.
Right, City of Liverpool taking on Buxton, Step 4 hosting Step 3 in this all-NPL affair. Let's hear the views now from City of Liverpool. On Friday, I caught up with their manager, so welcome back to the show, to Michael Ellison. Well, Michael, big thank you for joining us and welcome back. And before we get to the third qualifying round, what a result against Fars and Celtic in the second qualifying round. I mean, you must be blown away with that outcome. 3-0, not bad at all. Yeah.
Not bad at all. You know, we were delighted with the results and delighted with the performance, really. But we defended really, really well. Clean sheet, which is the massive thing, and three excellent goals on the day. So, yeah, delighted to be in the next round and great result for us.
I mean, we obviously spoke before that game, and I thought to myself, because of the home advantage, there's a chance for City of Liverpool, but it's easier said than done, isn't it, against National League North opposition like that?
It is, and as I say, it's all right having a game plan, it's all right setting on what you want to do. I keep crossing the white line and doing it, the tough thing. And so, yeah, it is easy to talk a good game, but I suppose you've got to back it up. And as I say, on the day, we're really, really good, and I thought we were well deserved of the win.
So that sets up a home game on Saturday against another tough opponent in Buxton. I mean, what's your thoughts on this game?
Another tough one. They're a very good side. Another flying high in the Prem. I think we had a good result against them in the trophy last season. Still a few players there who were in that game. So we've done our own work as usual. We've seen the footage. Obviously, you know, a lot of managers in that division come up against them. So, as I say, we're prepared as best we can. And we're going to the game again as underdogs, not expecting to get anything. And we'll see where we are come 5 o'clock.
And in the lead-up to this game, you've had two tricky matches in the league. A 3-0 draw with Runcorn Linnets, given Runcorn's form at the moment. Yeah. That's pretty good. And through to the next round as well of the FA Trophy after beating Stockton on penalties. So what's the mood in the dressing room like headed into this game back in the FA Cup?
Really good. I mean, obviously, before the Thursday game, we were off the back of a poor result. So we kept back-to-back clean sheets in the Thursday game. And Stockton game, and then obviously go to Runcorn, which is a tough place to go at the minute, and score 3 goals and come away with a point. So the mood's really, really good. I like a lot of managers like the walking mood, so there's a lot of patching up going on. But the mood's really, really good, and the lads are looking forward to it. Again, it's a one-off game, and like I said to you before, it's a tie we shouldn't win, but say we'll go in there, do our best, and then see where we end up.
And as a club, obviously it's a young club, but you know, already history makers. This is the furthest you've ever gone, one game at a time and all that, Michael. But not too far off the first round now. I mean, you have to keep your feet on the ground, don't you? Really?
Of course. Someone did mention it to me, but listen, there's a long, long way to go before we get anywhere. That it's two very, very difficult games, and start with Buxton. Like I said to you before, a very, very good side, really, really good side. Got a lot of players. You've got no league experience in their team. So, you know, like I said, we're massive underdogs. But, you know, you've got to come and beat us, and we'll make it difficult for them. I'm sure we'll do that. And again, you know, we'll have a game plan. If we can execute it, we'll have half a chance. And hopefully we get a bit of luck on the day.
It's another home match. You need the Purple Army there tomorrow, don't you, really?
We do. We need them out in numbers. We need them getting behind us, which they've done, to be fair. They've been great for us. And if they can get behind us, you do make a difference. They know that. So, yeah, you know, we get a little bit of luck on the day. Be difficult to break down. Get the Purple Army behind us, who knows?
Michael Ellison there, manager of City Liverpool. It's been a really good cup run for City Liverpool this season. Michael and everyone at City Liverpool done a cracking job. This is a tough test, though, isn't it?
It is. And they're one of a couple of teams we're going to mention this preview. Probably wish they could play in the FA Cup every week, because you're quite right. They've very much saved their best for this competition. Won 3 games to reach this stage, all of them at home, and won them all, including a fantastic win against Farsley Celtic in the previous round. So they're full of confidence going into this game for that reason. They also had a really hard-fought draw at Runcorn Linnets on Tuesday night as well, which will give them a lift, because not an easy place to go. Runcorn doing really well this season, so a good point for the Purps there. Buxton obviously having a really good start to the season. They're unbeaten, they've lost in any of the competitions that they've played in. They've scored 9 goals in the past 2 FA Cup ties as well, by the way. However, curiously, they've drawn the past 4 league games, which is why they've just tailed off ever so slightly behind South Shields in this race for the title in the league. So they do need to kind of rediscover that killer instinct, because while they're really hard to beat, they're not finishing teams off at the other end. Just need to be wary of that going into this weekend. And I must hat tip T got here, because he did mention in a previous edition of this show that these two met in the FA Trophy last season, and City Liverpool won at Silverlands. Fantastic result for them. So both teams will have that in the back of their minds as well going into this weekend. So yes, you might look at their respective positions in the league and go, Buxton should be too strong, but that would be a dangerous trap to fall into.
Curzon Ashton taking on Cleethorpes. A big welcome back to Curzon Ashton. They played NPL sides last round, though, so they've overstayed their welcome on the NPL show. Cleethorpes Town, got Dave Smith joining us in a second. A phenomenal result against Alfreton in the last round for them. Can they do it on the road against Step 2 opposition?
League form suggests possibly, because they've won their past 4 away games in the East Division, which is brilliant. And that includes a fantastic 3-1 win against Ossett United last weekend, by the way. Ossett United flying in the East Division and brought to earth with a bump by Cleethorpes, who've won 4 games to reach this stage of the competition, banking more than $8,000 in prize money so far. So they've already had a wonderful run. They won't want it to end, although Curzon Ashton made light work of Stockton Town, didn't they, in the last round. And just to kind of reinforce what we said on the previous show, they've had a really, really encouraging start to the National League North season. Enter the weekend 3rd in the table and have won 5 of the 6 league games after drawing with Guiseley on the opening day. So they're banging form. They'll be confident. They're favourites. But I do think Cleethorpes will be more of a test than Stockton were.
Well, let's hear the mood in the camp now at Cleethorpes Town. On Friday, I caught up with their manager. So welcome back to the show, to Dave Smith. Well, Dave, a big thank you for joining us. And before we get to Saturday's match, let's talk about the last round. We spoke before that game. I had a sneaky feeling in the back of my mind it was possible. Easier said than done, though. What a result that was against Alfreton.
Yeah, it was a massive result. A great performance as well. So now you did have a little inkling on their form, but fair to play to them. I mean, they've won every game since, so I think that shows the achievement we had. But we were just brilliant on the day. We dealt with their threat. Maybe it was our day. Maybe we just performed out of our skin. But we deserved it thoroughly, and Billy was gracious enough to say so himself.
And the form itself, you know, going into that game, we spoke about it, the Hensford Town result. I mean, what a performance that was. But, you know, in between that game there in the second qualifying round and this upcoming game in the third, you know, a great win away at Ossett. So you have got a spring in your step, that's for sure.
Yeah, we certainly have. I think we said last time as well, once we got a few players back, once we got full complement, I knew would be a bit of a force in the league, and we'd get a run of results, and that's proved the case. So, you know, we're playing well at the moment. Lads are confident, spring in the step, as you say. Looking forward to every game. It's easy to manage when it's like this. It's nice to have.
Let's talk about Curzon Ashton. Obviously, you know, they've already played MPL opposition to get to this point. What's your thoughts on the challenge that they're going to be providing you on Saturday?
Yeah, they beat Stockton, and we had a tough game against Stockton, and they comfortably beat them. I think they got some early goals, which helped. And they're to be respected, aren't they? They're doing well in their league. The manager seems to have got a squad together that's made a bigger impact in that league this year than it has done in the past. So we've got a couple of reports. We know their strengths. We know what we're going to face. But you know, my message to our players, our supporters, our club is we've got nothing to lose. And, you know, we're just going to have a right go as we did at Alfreton. We're a dangerous side. We're an attacking team that scores goals. And we're going to try and do the same because it's a massive occasion for us. Good pitch there as well. Be a great occasion. And, you know, let's see what we can do.
So we're at the third qualifying round stage now. Has anyone told you? Of course they have. People have told you you've not got to the fourth qualifying round yet as a club. People have said that, haven't they?
Yeah, of course they have. Yeah, of course they have. reminded of that. I think this is the furthest we've been. We talked about having a cup run. It's a chance to make a bit of history for us as well. And, you know, we don't want to get ahead of ourselves. We can't do, but you can dream a little bit. It's the FA Cup, and who knows, a tie against Grimsby Town away would be pretty tasty for the next round.
Absolutely. Just throwing it out there. That's good. So Dave, just a final thought, really. I mean, beating Alfreton was superb, but it was at home. How'd you go to the Tameside Stadium and be that banana skin for Curzon Ashton and do the same again against National League North opposition?
Away form's good. You know, we've won our last 4 away games, so you know, being on the road and we had a positive result, positive performance against Hednesford, it doesn't worry us being away. We just approach it exactly the same. We play our game. I think they've got a cracking pitch there and a good environment to play football, which we enjoy. So those things play in our favour as well. But we have to respect them. They're doing well. They're flying in their league. The 2 leagues above us, they're going to be an established team with players that have played a higher level than our boys. So we respect them, but we don't fear them.
Dave Smith there, manager of Cleethorpes Town. So Curzon Ashton taking on Cleethorpes Town in the third qualifying round of the FA Cup on Saturday afternoon, weather permitting. Big footnote there. Marsh United taking on Chester. Right, okay. If Marsh United do this, I would not be surprised. No. That's not saying they will. It's just saying I wouldn't be surprised.
You can build a case really well for them. I mean, we kind of queued them up as possible giant killers against South Shields, though probably neither of us would have predicted they'd have won as comfortably as they did. But I've scratched a bit more below the surface on kind of their numbers today. I mean, their record is absolutely ridiculous this season. Won 7 of the 8 league games, including the past 5. They've not conceded a goal at home at all. And scored 28 goals in front of their own supporters.
That includes that includes a match against South Shields as well.
Yeah, it's absolutely remarkable. And they've scored in just the FA Cup alone, 3 wins to get this far. just scored 16 goals without reply. Chester will be aware of all this, but it's, you know, for a Step Four side, it really is worth championing that. Chester had a little bit of an up and down start. They didn't win any of the first four, but I've picked up maximum points in two of the past three, and they did a really good win against Blyth Spartans last weekend. So they're in slightly better form than they were a couple of weeks ago. People who listen to the show may remember that on that run last season, Marine did eliminate Chester at the Diva Stadium. So they were knocked out by a Step 4 team last season. And those were the slightly longer memory. And I did go back to check the dates on this because I do remember the game. Chester were eliminated from the FA Cup in 2018 up at Dunstan. So they were knocked out in the North East by a Step 4 team in recent memory. So they'll be aware of that. And no disrespect to Dunstan, this Mass team is probably better equipped to do the job this weekend. So I know we said Basford Banbury, but this one is also a really is one to keep an eye on. If you're in the area, definitely go and watch this game on Saturday.
Well, one person who will definitely be watching this game on Saturday is Carl Jarrett, the manager of Mass United. And I caught up with Carl on Friday. Well, Carl, a big thank you for joining us. And before we get to this big match this weekend, let's talk about the last round of the FA Cup. What a result. We spoke beforehand. Were you expecting a performance and a result like that against South Shields?
I knew we had it in us, but you never know, do you? You're playing against higher opposition. Obviously, in South Shields, they hadn't been beaten. They're a good team. Everything about them, you know, it's full-time set-up like I spoke to you before, and we knew it was going to be hard. But the lads stuck to a bit of a game plan of what we wanted to do. Made it difficult for South Shields to try and play around us. Possession side of things, and we scored three. We scored three great goals. I don't know if you've seen the goals, but they were excellent goals that we scored, and the result was fantastic for us. So, you know, I think we did deserve the win at the end of it. So I was really, really happy.
Obviously, you know, scoring three goals, but defensively as well to nil a team like South Shields is very, very impressive. But then again, the defensive record at home has been excellent all the way through this, and for quite a while now, it looks like.
Yeah, I think we've played 12 games and we've kept 11 clean sheets. We've won 11. So we're not bad, really, at the minute. We're in good form. The defensive unit, is, you know, all of them, just as a team, not just the defence, you know, put the bodies on the line, last-ditch tackles, like we speak about, the clearances off the line, the goalkeeper, top saves, you know. So it's just been going well for us. And like you said, against South Shields, I think Ryan, the goalkeeper, only had really about two saves to make in the full game, which is credit to everyone else in front of him who defended really well and made it hard for them. But yeah, we defend them really well at the minute and keep them clean sheets, which is important.
Right, so let's talk about Chester. Again, without giving too much away, how do you beat Chester, because you know you beat South Shields, but can you beat Chester?
Yeah, we do our preparation exactly the same as any team that we're playing, and so will they. You know, no matter who they're playing, they come and watch us against Tadcaster on Friday when we played, which was ideal for me because we didn't play very well at all, even though we won the game. I had to play two different shapes. You know, they won't have seen much and won't have learned much off us. Other than that, they'll have done different homework on us off of the managers, and I do exactly the same. We went and watched them personally. My assistant Nicky Ward went down and watched them, Chester versus Darling, so he drove down to Chester in midweek to get his eyes on it, and obviously you've got friends in the game that you speak to, you know, opposition managers have played against. You look on YouTube, you look on the television, you try and watch games as much as you can that you get sent off people, and you try and put your plan of attack together, and fingers crossed that it works, because a lot of it is that.
Now, obviously, we're on the eve of this big game in the third qualifying round for Marsh United. You've been to the fourth qualifying round a couple of times in the past, but if you beat South Shields, if you beat Chester, one game at a time and all that, don't get too carried away, Ben.
Yeah.
But this is shaping up to be a very, very special year by the looks of it for Mask. I mean, what's your take on how it's all shaping up early doors?
Like I said, we started off really, really well. We knew in the last 2 years, I know COVID stopped the season for us, and we were sitting in good places, and I could see the squad that I was putting together was most probably strong enough to compete in the league we're in. And in the cup games, you know yourself, we've done really well in the last 2 years. I think we got beat off Spenny in the FA Trophy, which were a very good opposition, and we got beat off Brackley, as you said there, in the fourth round qualifier last year away from home, who was yet again in the same league as what Chester is. So this game against Chester take nothing away from it. We know how hard this game will be. We know that we're in for a hard game against we were against Spennymoor and Chester. I've got a funny feeling about this game, a different one that I had against South Shields, because I believed, no matter how good I thought South Shields were, they were only a level above us, and I felt because of the pre-season result we had, that, you know, and us at home, I think they feared us just as much as we feared them. I think with this game, it's completely different, because I don't think Chester will fear us. They'll know how good we are. We've just got to maybe play to our best and hope for a bit of lady luck along the way, and then maybe have a little bit off there, and that's not knocking my lads. I just look at the opposition of where they are, and they're two leagues above us. I know it's the FA Cup, but we've got to play well to beat these tomorrow.
And I've had a question, Cal. Great crowd in the last round, over 800 there for the South Shields match. They're going to have to play a part as well this weekend, aren't they?
Yeah, they were excellent against South Shields. Our crowds have gone up and up and up this season. I think we've knocked on 400 nod just in normal league games against South Shields. Like you said, 800 nod. The atmosphere was fantastic that day, especially when the first goal went in the raw and everything. It was superb. And I think we've sold over just not far from 600 tickets just up to today. And that's, you know, and you can still pay on the door. You're allowed to pay on the door on the day. They're just recommending you get a ticket so you can fast track in, you know. So we're expecting I'm expecting 1,000 people at tomorrow, which would be unbelievable, because Middlesbrough away from home, the local team, and a few of the local teams is in Redcar, I think they're away from home as well, so fingers crossed that they can come and watch Mask.
Cal Jarrett there, a big welcome back to the show to Cal Jarrett, Marsh United manager. Marsh United taking on Chester on Saturday. Let's go to our next match, Pontefract Colls against Handsworth. Handsworth were, that they beat Hells Owen, which is why I'm going to be hearing from Pontefract Colls as manager, because this is by no means a giant killing if Pontefract wins this, given that Handsworth are in step five. But it feels like it would be, given that performance they put in against Hales Owen.
We probably should start with an apology to Handsworth, because it was one of the games where we gave them absolutely no chance whatsoever of getting through. So I'm happy to hold up my hands on that one. They've had a bit of a mixed fortnight since. They lost to AFC Mansfield in the league, but then did score five goals in their most recent Northern Counties East League game against Hemsworth. Pontefract, as I mentioned about City Liverpool, they're probably kind of glad to be playing in the FA Cup, because it's certainly been where they've hit better form. They did squeeze past the step five team in the last round against Squires Gate. That was their third win in this season's competition. They did get a little bit of a boost though in midweek, because they did beat Bridlington to record only their second league win of the campaign. It's been a bit of a tricky start in the East Division for Pontefract, so that was a really important result for them. The other thing I'd say about this one, neither of these two teams have played in the fourth qualifying round previously, so one of them is about to make a little bit of club history.
Well, hopefully that will be Pontefract Colls, and let's hear the mood now at Pontefract Colliery's. I caught up with their manager, so welcome back to the show, to Craig Rouse. Well, Craig, a big thank you for joining us, and before we get to this weekend's big match in the third qualifying round of the FA Cup, just a big congratulations for making it this far. Tricky game against Squires Gate, but safely navigated through.
Yeah, I mean, obviously, you expect that going away. It's always tough going away to any opposition in an FA Cup tie. Anyway, the home sides are always revved up, and especially teams from lower, it's sort of a free hit for them. So, yeah, tricky one, but I thought we were comfortable in the end. We managed to, another scoreline, obviously said 3-2, I think the last goal was the 94th minute, something like that. So we were comfortable in the end and safely through.
So then that sets up this match against Handsworth. And normally in the early rounds, I have clubs on who are, you know, going to be doing a bit of giant killing. In this regard, I've got you on because Handsworth had a cracking game in the last round against Hales Owen. I mean, what's your take on what Handsworth are bringing to the table this weekend?
It's going to be a really tough test for us. The clubs are obviously not too far apart, and we've come across each other in recent years in league games and things like that. So there's not many secrets between the two teams. We know how both sides will set up, and it obviously shapes up for a really good tie. They've had a really good run up to this point, and when you look, they've took the scalps of Stocksbridge and took the scalps of Hales Owen. So they'll be coming here full of confidence and obviously looking to progress to the next round. But it's up to us to make sure we stand par authority on the game. We're obviously the home team and the side from an I division, so we have to make sure we go and do things right. And if we do that, we can be confident.
And I should say, we're recording this on Thursday evening. You're there at training tonight, so a big thank you for taking the time out to come on the show.
No problem.
What's the mood in the camp like? Because, you know, that was a good win over Bridlington in the league on Tuesday. That's a bit of a springboard, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, it's been coming. We're no secret that I thought the performances hadn't got what they warranted over at least the last month. I think in August we were a little bit undercooked as we had to have a break in pre-season through COVID. So we felt like that performance has been coming. And obviously we were relentless the other night, so it's pleasing for us. It gives us, like you say, a springboard to build from, and it puts confidence into the boys. And I think it was our first home win of the season, so one that we needed really. And it obviously gives us a lot of confidence going into Saturday.
And what do you make of because I've been catching up with a fair few managers now from Step 4. I mean, what do you make of the makeup of the East Division this season? Because it looks like a really strong division, to say the least.
Yeah, I think it's a really good competitive division, and when I saw it straight away, it obviously springs up a lot of local derbies for clubs in our area, so it's obviously living up to the billing, and there seems to be one or two teams all getting away from the pack. And I think if people were to make predictions early, that they would have probably thrown them two into the mix. So it's shaping up to be a division where a lot of sides can beat each other. And on the day, if you turn up on the day, you can obviously go and get the 3 points. So I think it's going to be one of those divisions that goes all the way at both ends of the table, and we have to make sure we stick a run together and try and put ourselves at the right end of the table.
That's the secret of this division, isn't it? It is teams who put runs together are going to do well. It's been an okay start, hasn't it? So, I mean, it's just a case of stringing the results together now. Does the FA Cup hinder that, or is it all just about getting momentum going?
I think it's obviously, it doesn't hinder anything. The FA Cup's the FA Cup, and everybody wants to play in that competition, so there's no hindrance to obviously playing in it. And when you get to the stage that we're at now, it starts to get a little bit more serious, and obviously teams start to dream a little bit. So for us, it's certainly not an hindrance. It's a competition that we targeted early on, and we wanted to do well in it. We wanted to make sure we set the club record in it. So for us, we've already done that. We don't want that run to stop. We want it to continue, and hopefully we can make sure we do that on Saturday. But by no means is it going to be an easy game. Anzerfull come and pose a really tough test, so we have to make sure we do things right. And if we replicate what we did on Tuesday, then hopefully by 5 o'clock we'll be all right.
Craig Rouse there, manager of Pontefract Coles. Pontefract Coles taking on Handsworth in the third qualifying round of the FA Cup on Saturday. There's an all Step 3 NPL affair also on Saturday in the third qualifying round. Next up, Radcliffe against Morpeth Town. We obviously heard from Lee Fowler last week. I would get the manager of Morpeth Town on, but at the time of recording, I don't know who that is at the moment.
So no.
When's that going to get announced, do you think?
I don't know. They're taking the time, aren't they? They've actually had not a bad 7 to 10 days ago. They've picked up three draws. Weirdly, 3-2-all draws. So it's a little bit glass half full, glass half empty, depending on your perspective. But yeah, no sign yet of a permanent successor to Steve Turnbull. You thought they might have got someone in before the FA Cup game, but alas not. That said, Morpeth have been in good nick in the FA Cup. They've already knocked out two Premier Division rivals. They hammered Hyde, if you remember, putting 6 goals past them, and then they put another 4 past Lancaster in a replay to get to this stage. So they've been full of goals, which is something that Radcliffe haven't all season. This has been one of their major challenges. They did lose narrowly at home to an admittedly in-form Matlock on Tuesday, but only Gainsborough have scored fewer goals than Radcliffe in the Premier Division this season, so it's easy to identify why they're struggling. That said, Radcliffe had a great win in the last round away to a very much in-form Mosley, who are top of the West Division, so that was a great result. I think it's quite a tough one to call. I mean, Morpeth will be big favourites if they get it to a replay. I think Radcliffe's best chance is to win this weekend.
Runcorn Linnets taking on Gateshead. We'll be hearing from Callum McIntyre in a second. I have to say, very impressed with Callum when he came on the show in the last round.
What a win, by the way. What a win they had.
I was going to say, I mean, the Bamber Bridge result was an epic result. This would be seismic, I'm going to suggest, if they beat Gateshead. But again, a bit like I said against Mask, I wouldn't be surprised.
Yeah, I think this would be probably an even bigger upset than if Mask beat Chester, mainly because Gates are in slightly better form than Chester. That said, Runcorn have done brilliantly with home advantage in the FA Cup this season. Each of their wins has been recorded at home. They had to get Avro back up here to sneak through in their first game, but they've won at home since then. Also involved in that epic game is City Liverpool in midweek to warm up for this one, sharing six goals with their former manager, Michael Ellison. And Run Club attempting to make a bit of history this weekend, never been in the fourth qualifying round. I went back to have a look to see if they played a National League North team before. And the answer is yes, they have. They played North Ferriby United in 2013-2014 and did lose narrowly, but I think that was the season North Ferriby earned promotion up to the National League. So they were a very good side back then. So there is a historical precedent of them playing a National League team and they did lose. But Run Club having a great season. This is, I know it's a bit of a cliche, this is a massive free hit for them. They've already done brilliantly to get this far. Gates just need to be a little bit careful. They've only lost once in the league, so they've had a good start. But they only kept their first clean sheet of the season against an admittedly struggling Gloucester last weekend. So they have been conceding goals. So it's not a completely foregone conclusion, this one. I think Run Club are giving them a little bit of a run for the money.
Well, let's hear some pre-match thoughts now. On Friday, I caught up with the manager at Run Club, and it's a welcome back to the show to Callum McIntyre. Well, Callum, a big thank you for joining us and welcome back to the show. And before we get to this seismic game in the third qualifying round, let's talk about the pretty big game in the second qualifying round against Bamber Bridge. What a fantastic result.
Yeah, we were really pleased. Came up against a side that have been at the right end of the table in the division above. I obviously spoke to you and made clear that I was well aware of the challenge that was in front of our players, but we've been very, very good at home. It was another one of those home performances where we've been able to put the ball in the back of the net repeatedly. And I thought we were good value for the 3-1 win against a side that I have no doubts are going to be at the, like I say, the right end of the table in the Premier Division.
So then who gets pulled out the hat but Gateshead? I mean, it is going to be at home, which again is good news. What's your thoughts on this challenge coming up on Saturday?
Yeah, Gateshead. Like you say, when you're in that hat and you're almost wanting to play one of the strongest sides, but then at the same time, you're wondering that do you get a home draw against a so-called lesser opposition, and does that potentially give you a more straightforward pathway through to the next round when the National League club actually enter the competition? I think it's a terrific draw. That's my belief. When you enter this competition and you win the earlier rounds, you want to be in a position where you get to test yourselves against the best sides in the competition. As it stands, with the National League North sides that we could have played, Gateshead, full-time opposition, a club that play a terrific brand of football, to have the chance for them to come to Runcorn and us get to acquit ourselves against them, that's exciting. And I know the dynamic of our group in terms of players and staff, and we will always relish that kind of challenge. And look, it's up to us over the course of the 90 minutes to try and get ourselves in the hat for the next round.
Runcorn as a town, where it's football history. We've seen FA Cup runs in the past, but for Runcorn Linnets itself, I mean, this is approaching uncharted territory now. I mean, what's the mood at the club like amongst the fan base?
Excited. I've been up there today. There is a real excitement about the type of crowd that we might get on, an excitement about the type of opposition we're going up against. I've almost educated myself over the course of the 15, 16 months that I've been at the club around the history of Runcorn Football Club. And as much as it's currently a Northern Premier League Division 1 side promoted from the North West Counties, it's a football club with real history in non-league. And for us to be rubbing shoulders against some of the bigger clubs in non-league at the moment in the context of this competition is exciting for everyone. So many people work so hard at our football club away from on the pitch and away from the football operation to make sure that there's a club there that is putting something on the table and putting stuff that's worth coming to see. For us, we're very, very pleased to have rewarded them with a mouth-watering tie, but my attention will be on the course of the 90 minutes doing everything we can to make sure that we don't enjoy an experience, we actually enjoy a result, and we'll be doing everything we can to make sure that in 2 weeks' time I'm back on your show on a Friday evening talking about a very exciting final qualifying round tie.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, that's the thing. I mean, how important is the crowd going to be this weekend?
Massive. They've got right behind us, not just in the cup, but in the league campaign so far. And look, we've been really clear to the players. If we play Gateshead 10 times, they'll win 8 of them. We might get a draw on one occasion. And I tell you what, 1 in 10 will definitely beat them. Why isn't that one tomorrow? Why isn't that one come Saturday, 3 o'clock? It's our opportunity to to be in the spotlight and cause an FA Cup upset. That's got to be everyone's mentality. That is players, staff, supporters, volunteers, everyone from the person running the turnstile to the person coming through it to the person out there on the pitch. You've got to believe tomorrow that we can beat Gateshead. There's no pressure on us. There is an expectation on them that they will have to play up to, that they beat us by 5 goals. When you are a full-time opposition playing a club at our level with a squad as stretched as ours is currently, for them to have any real success, they need to win by a knockout. Whereas for us, we will relish our underdog's tag. We've played on that very well in the previous two rounds. And if we all commit to a performance, if we have those energy levels and that belief that I've talked about, then why can't it be us come 5 o'clock on Saturday?
Callum McIntyre there from Ron Conlon speaking to me on Friday. And one last interview now, centred upon the third qualifying round of the FA Cup, as our very own Stamford takes on Norwich United on Saturday. And joining me now on Friday evening for a bit of a preview chat about this game, it's the manager of Stamford. It's a welcome back to the show to Graham Drury. Well, Graham, a big thank you for joining us this week. Before we get to the Norwich United match tomorrow, let's talk about the last round. And what a result. One of the results of the round, that, to go to Telford and beat them. I mean, how was your afternoon?
Yeah, really good, mate. I mean, we planned really hard for it because, as everybody knows, we've got a few injuries, like we've spoke about before, and they don't seem to be returning very quickly. So we had a game plan of playing the two wingers up front against, you know, the two centre-halves, Pond and Street, and we thought they could affect them because they seemed to back off a bit, and we worked on getting shots off. And fortunately for us, mate, we got two shots from distance and they went in the net. So, and then we was pretty solid and deserved a win from there onwards.
I mean, they got a goal back, didn't they? With about 15 minutes to go from the penalty spot. At that point, you could have buckled and you didn't.
Yeah, we could have done, mate, because we buckled a little bit the game before. You know, we conceded and then we seemed to collapse. And when they got the goal, I must admit, I was thinking, oh, you know, come on, boys, just hold firm. But we was determined on the day and, you know, we had a game plan and we had a plan A, B and C, to be fair. And we had to use all three. And to be fair to the lads, mate, they was fantastic. And the young on there, they got the result and it was well deserved, to be honest.
At that point, you had the FA Trophy last weekend. I'm just going to gloss over that. But I'm going to talk about Tuesday night's game against Hales Owen, because Hales Owen have been brilliant this year. What does it tell us about your side that you dug out the draw right at the end?
I think it shows that we've got good strength and depth, you know, with the seven players missing at the moment. And it just shows that we've got a fantastic squad there. And they're all, you know, determined and they all want to do well. And I was so pleased with them at the end because they well deserved the point. If not all three, I thought the intensity of the first half was really good. I thought we put under a lot of pressure. We squeezed all over the pitch and tried to make them go longer. But they're a fantastic side. 1-0 down in 90 seconds, I was thinking, wow, you know, this is going to be a long night. And then we made a mistake for the second goal and we've gone in 2-0, but I think we've played really well. I thought we'd been the better side for the 45 minutes, which sounds a little bit crazy, but, you know, no taking away. What a good side. And anybody who finishes above them, you know, will definitely win it. And second half, the lads went out there and believed. And we all know 2-0 scorelines, a really tricky one. And if you get that goal and the mindset changes and the momentum changes in the opposite direction, and we just kept pushing and pushing and we got the equaliser, and I think it was well deserved. And, you know, Paul's doing a fantastic job there. He's got some great players and, you know, I've got a lot of respect for the guy. He gets them playing some fantastic stuff, and it was a great result. And it was, like I say, credit to our boys that they kept going right to the end.
And that takes us to tomorrow's match against Norwich United. And Norwich United have been in good form recently, haven't they? I don't think they've lost a match in September, have they? So, tricky game, this one. Very tricky. What's your thoughts?
Well, the 10 unbeaten. I think it's 9 wins. And I think they've moved up to third in the table. They had a couple of results early doors. But, I mean, to beat Bury Town, who's step 4-1 away. You know, Mildenhall 3-2, Long Butby 2-1. You know, they've done really well and they've got a striker in red hot form. I mean, he's got 11 in 13. You know, this is a real tough tie. And when it comes out of the hat and you see a step 5 and a home tie, you know, you couldn't wish you anything more. So everybody keep telling me, but, you know, it's only a good tie if you win it. And, you know, it's their cup final. They're going to be coming to Stamford. They've got the belief from going to Bury. You know, they've got that momentum. And it's going to be a really, really tough ask. You know, they would have been promoted if it wasn't for COVID as well. They seem to be doing everything properly. We had a match last week, well organised, well drilled. They play to a game plan. And when you've got a red hot striker, you know, it's a really tough test. So if we're not at it, we'll get beat. You know, it's as simple as that. If we're not all eight out of tens, you know, we get beat. So we've got to be at it. We've got to be, you know, really put our bodies on the line to get the result.
And that goes for the crowd as well. How important are they tomorrow as well, Graham? Because, you know, we're only a couple of games off from repeating what happened a few seasons back. So, I mean, they're very much needed on Saturday.
Oh, so much so. You know, I mean, you know, to get a crowd behind us, and everybody in Stamford need to come out and give us the, you know, the big hoo-ha to get us over the line, I think. And, you know, we've got to really respond to it and make sure that we're, you know, treat them at the end of the game and go over and clap them.
Well, Graeme,
we win.
Well, Graeme Drury, a big, big thank you, manager of Stamford, for joining us on a Friday evening. All the best tomorrow, and
thanks, pal.
Catch up very soon. And that takes us to our final FA Cup tie for this this week's preview in the third qualifying round. What a tie as well! York City against Whitby Town. Can Whitby do it? I mean, that midweek result would suggest that it's. Maybe they've taken their eye off the league and gone, this is the game. This is
yeah, you do wonder. I have read an interview with their management team before coming on the show today, and they have said no, that wasn't the case. They did have a bad night at the office on Tuesday, and Stalybridge were full value for their 1-0 win in the Northern Premier League. Premier Division, a rare defeat for Whitby. Who'd won four in a row before that. That said, the broader picture is Whitby are having a great season. They do sit third in the table, and they've travelled really, really well. In fact, you know, we touched on them at the start of this interview. South Shields have got the best away record in the Premier Division. Whitby are second. Only South Shields have scored more points than them away from home. So they can go on one of the shorter journeys they'll make this season to York, boosted by that. And Whitby, of course, have had successive away draws this season. They've won away to Warrington Rylands and Prescott Cables to reach this stage. This is a big step up in opposition, by the way. York, well, they are having a real higgledy-biggledy time of it. They lost the first three games, seem to have turned it around by winning the next three, and then had a really disappointing 1-0 defeat at home to Hereford in midweek. And Hereford had not won in the National League North this season, so that was a bit of a hammer blow for York, and they'll be bruised a bit going into this weekend as a result of that. A little bit similar to me looking up Runcorn minutes passed against National League North team. Have a look at the same for Whitby, and it brought to memory one a more famous Northern Premier League FA Cup memory in recent seasons. Do you remember when they went down to Gloucester in 1920 and won in a replay, and they had three goalkeepers in a 14-man squad?
Yes, I do remember
and, Dan Dixon, give him a name check, came on as a sub and had to play up front because Whitby ran out of players, but they still won that game 3-1. So it did make me smile to be reminded of that when I went to look up who their last opponent was when they played in National League North. So they're going to be much better equipped than that this weekend, by the way. And I fancy them, you know. I think they might do it. I think, there you go, said it.
There we go. Well, Simo, big, big thank you for joining us on this week's show, going through all those FA Cup ties. And should we do it again in a couple of weeks' time for the full qualifying rounds? Does that sound good?
Yeah, I'm optimistic we'll have NPL representation, so absolutely, yeah.
Simo, just before you go, Witten Albion this weekend, how could people follow you on Twitter?
Yes, I'll be at Winchard Park at Simo _on_sport when they take on Grantham, and I think I'll be there on Tuesday with Berkey when Hyde are in town as well. So a little NPL show derby next week.
And a big thank you to Andrew Simpson for joining us this week. But that's it for this week's edition of the Pitching In NPL show. A big thank you to all my guests this week for joining me. Remember, for all the latest goings-on from the world of the Northern Premier League, you can visit the website www.thenpl.co.uk. But I've been Ben, and you all make sure you all have a lovely and safe weekend. Bye-bye.